Today's shiur is Masechta Sukkah, Daf Tes, and we will begin on Daf Tes Amun Aleph at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah, Sukkah Yishana, an old sukkah, a sukkah that was built quite a while before Sukkos, and it wasn't made L'shem Sukkah. Beis Shammai Paislim, Beis Shammai disqualify it, or Beis Hillel Machshirim, and Beis Hillel hold its kosher. Because Beis Hillel holds that the sukkah should be made, Beis Shammai holds the sukkah should be made L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. Beis Sukkah Yishana, what is considered an old sukkah? Kol Shasa Koydim L'chag Shloshim Yomim. Any sukkah that was built more than 30 days before Yontif, if it wasn't made expressly L'shem Sukkah, it's considered a Sukkah Yishana. However, if it was built within 30 days, since tells us Rashi, we know that halacha is that Shoyalin Behilchus Achag, we start learning Hilchus Yontif within 30 days before the Yontif. So any Sukkah that was built within 30 days before Sukkot was certainly built for the purpose of the Sukkah. Aval, in fact, the part of Meiris points out from this Rashi that from here we see that the halacha is that not just by Pesach, where the Gemara says explicitly, Shoyalim v'darshim v'hilchas achag, shloshim yoyim kodem achag, that we start to learn hilchas Pesach 30 days before Pesach, but from here we see that this is the halacha by every yontif. The Prima Gadim says that there may be a difference between Pesach and all other yontif, Yom Tovim. By Pesach and all Yom Tovim, says the Prima Gadim, the halacha is shoyalim. If somebody asks a shayla regarding the Hilchos Yontif, he has precedence. His shayla should be addressed by the Rav first because it's so close to Yontif. However, regarding the issue of Darshim, teaching the halachas of Yontif, says the Prima Gadim, perhaps that only applies to Pesach, not to all other Yom Tovim. Continues the Mishnah, Ava Mosla Shem Chag, any sukkah that was made expressly for Yontif, afilu mitchilas hashanah shera, even if it was built from the beginning of the year, it's kosher. So Tosfos, Rashi and one pshat in Tosfos have one approach to this last statement of the Mishnah. That the Mishnah, this last statement is going according to Beis Shammai, that Beis Shammai says that a sukkah has to be made expressly L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, and that's why the Mishnah teaches us at the end of the Mishnah, Abba Mosul, Shem Chag, Afil Mitchilas Hashanah, any time that the Sukkah is made, it's Kshera. Tosfos points out that even though normally we don't explain the Psak of Beis Shammai, the Shita of Beis Shammai, because we don't hold like Beis Shammai anyway, says Tosfos that we don't, that approach, that we don't spend effort on explaining Beis Shammai, to say that there's a machlokes tanoim according to Beis Shammai, that we don't say. Because why would the tanoim discuss and argue a sheet that we're not going to hold like anyway? However, says Tosfos, here we were just completing a statement made in the Mishnah, even though it's only relevant according to the Beis Shammai, we do explain it. However, the Yerushalmi has a different approach. And the Yerushalmi says that even Beis Hillel, who told us in our Mishnah that a Sukkah Yishana is kosher, agree that Tzorich L'chadish Beidover, that if you have a Sukkah Yishana, if you have an old Sukkah, you should make some sort of adjustment in the Sukkah, L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah. And that the Mishnah is teaching us, when is the adjustment required? Only if it was made, if the sukkah wasn't made expressly for sukkah. But if it was expressly made l'shem mitzvah sukkah, then there's no need to make any adjustments. There's a machloikis, Rambam and Rosh. If the kedusha of the sukkah applies only to the schach, or if the kedusha even applies to the walls. The Rambam holds that the Kedusha applies even to the walls. And therefore, says the Taz, according to the Rambam, Beis Shammai would hold that the concern of Sukkah Yishana applies to the walls just like it applies to the Schach. On the other hand, the Rosh holds that the Kedusha of Sukkah only applies to the Schach, and therefore, according to the Rosh, the concern of Sukkah Yishana would be limited to the Schach. According to the Yerushalmi that we just quoted, the Beis Hillel agrees that by Sukkah Yishana, Tzorach L'chadish by Dover, the Shaila is, how much do we have to make L'shei Mitzvah Sukkah? So the halacha is that if we're only moving the Schach in one place, so then we have to move Schach, which is the size of a Tefach. But if we're going to be moving Schach that covers the entire length of the Sukkah, then it's enough just to move even a Kol Shehu. The Mefarshim discuss if the need to be, make a Chiddush, according to Rishami, even according to Beis Hillel, according to way we understand, according to Beis Shammai, is the Chiddush only acceptable if it's done on the roof of the Sukkah, on the Schach, or could the Chiddush be done elsewhere? The Baal Iter holds that the Chiddush, whatever we want to do, L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, has to be done only on the Schach itself. However, the Hilchus Gedolos says very big Chiddush, that even if you do whatever you're doing, L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, on another area of the Sukkah, for example, he says if you bring tables and chairs into the Sukkah with the intent that they should be L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, that would be enough. Now Mr. Brewer discusses a Shaila, if a Sukkah was made in a previous year and it was made L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, and then Sukkah's passed and the whole year passed and nothing, and the Sukkah remains standing, is that considered a Sukkah Yishana? That according to Beis Shammai there would be a real concern, and according to the Yerushalmi, which the Shulchan Aruch quotes, even according to Beis Hillel, Tzorach L'chadish Beis Dover, do we say since the Sukkah was made for last year and last year's Sukkah already passed, do we have to make a new Chiddush? So the Mishnah Berurah says that if the Sukkah was made last year L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, you should this year do something L'chadish Beis Dover. However, Rav Shlomo Kluger in the Sefer Achayim disagrees, and he says since the original Sukkah was built L'shem Mitzvah Sukkah, the fact that it was used for one year Sukkahs doesn't make a difference, and it can be used every year again without requiring L'chadish Beis Dover. My Tam de Beis Shammai, ask the Gemara, what's the reasoning for Beis Shammai? Says the Gemara, Amakra, because the Pasuk says, Chag HaSukkos Shivas Yom LaHashem, the Chag HaSukkos is for 7 days for Hashem, Sukkah HaSuyah L'Shem Chag B'inan. We need a Sukkah to be built L'Shem Yontif. Or Beis Hillel, according to Beis Hillel, what will we do with this pasuk? Says the Gemara, "Haumi boy leichad Rav Sheshes." He uses for the limud of Rav Sheshes. Dama Rav Sheshes m'shem Rav Akiva. Menayin la'atzei sukkah she'asurin kol shiva. How do we know that we're not allowed to benefit from sukkah, from the sukkah all 7 days? Tamaloyma chag ha'sukkos shivas yom l'Hashem. The Sukkah is Kodesh L'Hashem. Ask Tosfos, from our Gemara it seems to be that we're learning that the Sukkah is Osur to have any benefit from it. Asks Tosfos, when we learn the Gemara in Masechta Shabbos, it seems that the reason one may not have Hanor from a Sukkah is because the Sukkah is Muksa. And Muksa, we know, is the Issed Rabbanon. So why is our Gemara saying that the Sukkah is Osim Midaraisa? So Tosfos gives two terutzim. One Teretz Taisa gives is that Gemara Masechta Shabbos is discussing a situation where the sukkah fell down. So as long as the sukkah is standing, the din that we just learned in our Gemara is relevant, that the sukkah is Kodesh Lashem. Once the sukkah falls down, that din is no longer relevant. What is relevant is that it can't have benefit from it because it's muksa. That's the teretz, the first teretz Taisus gives. The other teretz Taisus gives is, he quotes the Rabbeinu Tam, that the kedusha of sukkah that was discussing in our Gemara is only the minimal size of the sukkah, which as we have learned is Zayin al Zayin. But past the Zayin al Zayin, there would not be a kedusha sukkah midaraisa. It only has an issue of muksa. As the Aruch Haner, we have here a sukkah in front of us. It's a regular sukkah with four walls. How are we to identify? How are we to determine which part of this sukkah was the minimal part of the sukkah that became kadosh and can no longer be lose that kedusha and benefit can't be had from it midaraisa, and which is the part that's only awesome midrabanan? Says the Aruch Haner, if the entire sukkah was built at one time, Rabbeinu Tam would agree that we can't differentiate. This part is the part that's osu b'hanam midaraisa. This part is the part that's osu b'hanam midrabanan. It's one sukkah. Says the Aruch Haner, Rabbeinu Tam is discussing a situation where the sukkah was built in two stages. First, the sukkah was built with the minimum size of Zayin al Zayin. That receives a kedusha sukkah midaraisa. And then the second part of the sukkah was built, and that is only osur b'tayrus muksa. However, says the Sfas Emes, that even according to Rabbeinu Tam, and even according to the explanation that we just gave from the Aruch Haner, that only the minimal part of the sukkah has the kedusha midaraisa, that's only referring to the walls of the sukkah. However, when speaking about the schach, there Rabbeinu Tam doesn't differentiate between the minimal amount and the extra amount. The entire schach, says the Sfas Emes, has a gedushas sukkah midaraisa. V'tanya, continues the Gemara, we learned a similar din in a braisa. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Oimer, k'shem shechal shem shemayim al chagiga, just like a carbon chagiga, on every yontif, a person had to bring a carbon chagiga, kach chal shem shemayim al sukkah. So too, the sukkah has a kedusha on it. Shenemar, chag has sukkah is Shivas Yom LaShem, Ma Chag LaShem, Af Sukkah LaShem. Teaches us Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira that a sukkah has a kedusha. Now the Mefarshim discuss why did the Gemara have to compare Chagiga, sukkah to Chagiga? If the Gemara, if Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira wants to teach us that the sukkah has a kedusha, a very important din, but why do we have to compare it to Chagiga? And Rashi, in fact, over here explains at length all the dinim on the carbon chagiga. So the Mefarshim explained that in a carbon chagiga, not all of the animal is brought on the Mizbeach. Actually, most of the carbon chagiga that's brought on a yontif is eaten as for the meat by the owners. So the Gemara is teaching us that the sukkah, although it's being used for all these different purposes, it has another kedusha. And in fact, Rav Shlomo Kluger wants to use this concept that the Gemara just taught us as a proof to the Rambam that we quoted earlier. We quoted earlier a Rambam that says that the kedusha of the sukkah is not limited to the schach, but it also is on the walls. Says Rav Shlomo Kluger, the Rambam, with the explanation that we just gave regarding the Karbon Chagiga, is excellent. The Karbon Chagiga's Kedusha permeates the entire animal, so too does the Kedusha of the Sukkah permeate the entire edifice, not just the Schach, but even the walls. However, according to the Rosh, that the Kedusha of the Sukkah is only on the Schach, what will be pshat in the comparison that we made between the sukkah a Karban Chagiga, says the Aruch HaNer, just like the Kedusha of a Karban Chagiga remains permanent and can't be redeemed, the Gemara is teaching us that the Kedusha of the Sukkah is a permanent Kedusha that cannot be redeemed. Rabbi Yosef Shaul Nachmanzon in the Divrei Shaul explains that in fact that is the entire point of this Gemara. The point of the Gemara is that a Sukkah is a mitzvah that teaches us that mitzvahs are accomplished not only in the Beis HaMedrash by davening, by learning. A mitzvah can be accomplished by eating and drinking and sleeping. Just like a Karban Chagiga, which is a carbon, it brings us close to Hashem, but the Karban Chagiga is primarily brought to be eaten, so too the Sukkah, even though it's such an important mitzvah, it's you mekayim the mitzvah by eating and drinking and sleeping in the Sukkah. Ask the Oinig Yontif, if our Gemara just established that the Sukkah has this high level of Kedusha that it cannot even be redeemed, so the halacha is that one is supposed to sit in a Sukkah when it's not raining, but if it's raining you're not allowed to, you don't have to sit in the Sukkah. Yet there are people, asked Oinig Yontif, that even when it's raining sit in the Sukkah, but if you're not allowed to sit in the Sukkah when it's raining, or you're not supposed to sit in the Sukkah when it's raining, so you're being mishtamish, you're using a Sukkah which is kadosh for your own personal need, you only should be allowed to use the Sukkah when you're supposed to. So some of Farshim, actually Donny Yontif himself, says the Torah wasn't given to Malach HaSharis, the person should figure out that I'm only using the Sukkah exactly L'Shem Mitzvah, and anything that's not L'Shem Mitzvah I'm not using the Sukkah. That's not the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the Torah. The Tzofnes Paneach, the Ragachover, explains what's the Oinig Yontif's concern. The Oinig Yontif's concern is that it's raining, and now if it's raining, how am I allowed to sit in the Sukkah? I'm not supposed to sit in, if it's raining and I don't have to sit in the Sukkah, I should not be allowed to sit in the Sukkah because I'm using a Dava Kadosh for my own purpose. Says the Tzofnes Paneach, when it's raining, the Sukkah doesn't have the Kedusha Sukkah on it. And if it doesn't have the Kedusha Sukkah, I could sit in it. The Stipler, however, explains that the only type, that although our Gemara explained that Sukkah has Kedusha on it, says the Stipler, the Kedusha that the Gemara says that it has, that we have to be careful, is only a Kedusha where if by using the Sukkah we will hurt the Sukkah, we will take away from its Kedusha. If somebody sits in the Sukkah when it's raining, that doesn't affect the Sukkah adversely, and since that shtashmish doesn't affect the Sukkah adversely, therefore one may sit in the Sukkah even when he doesn't have to sit in the Sukkah. And this, for the same reason, say the Paiskim, women, if according to our Gemara a Sukkah is Kadosh and may only be used for the mitzvah, how could a woman sit in the Sukkah? A woman's not obligated to sit in the Sukkah, so she's using the Sukkah, which is a Dava Kadosh, for something which is not for her own personal need, not letzorich mitzvah. A woman doesn't have a mitzvah to sit in the Sukkah. It's a mitzvah sasesha's man groma. But according to our explanation, as long as using that, whatever you do in the Sukkah, if it doesn't adversely affect the Kedusha, that's not what the Gemara meant is usur. Therefore, a woman certainly may sit in the Sukkah. Perhaps she should sit in the Sukkah because that shows that I'm making it into a full-fledged apartment. And the Emek Shaila asks, according to the Rambam that we just explained, that not only is there a Kedusha on the Sechach of the Sukkah, but there's even a Kedusha on the walls of the Sukkah. So according to the Rambam, asked the Emek Shaila, all the halachas that apply to the Sechach should also apply to the walls. There should be a halacha that the wall should have to be made, not be allowed to make out of something that's Tava Mekabal Toma, Tase V'loi Menosui, all the halachas that we have learned and will learn regarding the Schach should apply to the walls. Explain the Emek Shaila. There are two types of disqualifications. There's a disqualification that affects the actual material from which the Schach is made. And there's another disqualification, is that a sukkah has to have a certain tzura, It has to have a certain way that it's built, and that applies to Hilchos Sukkah. Says the Emek Shaila, when we speak about disqualifications that affect the actual matter, the actual item we're using, that the Rambam will agree only is on the schach, not on the wall. But when we talk about the tzur of the sukkah, when we talk about the structure of the sukkah, that's where the Rambam says that it doesn't only apply to the schach, but it applies to the walls also. However, the Rashba says that this discussion that we're having, that the sukkah has a kedusha, is only regarding a sukkah that was expressly made l'shem mitzvah sukkah. For example, he says, yesterday we spoke about the sukkahs kambach, sukkahs goy, sukkahs noshim, sukkahs behema, sukkahs kuti. Says the Rashba, although we learned in the previous shir that one could sit in such a sukkah to be mekayim mitzvah sukkah, certainly the kedusha that our Gemara just taught us that the sukkah has doesn't apply to those sukkahs. Furthermore, the Ramah says that the kedusha of the sukkah only comes onto the sukkah when yontah begins. And therefore, Rabbi Yitzchak Zilberstein paskins that let's say someone put on tzchach on a sukkah. He had old tzchach, it was the only tzchach that was available, and that's the tzchach that he put on the sukkah. And then afterwards, somebody offered him nicer tzchach. So if the sukkah already got the kedusha, it would be inappropriate, says Rav Zilberstein, to take off the old tzchach and put on the nicer new tzchach. But if, as we just explained, the Ramah says that the kedusha only comes when yontah begins, so now if this exchange of the tzchach takes place before yontif, so it didn't receive the kedusha yet, it would be permissible to switch the tzchach. The Tzitz Eliezer says that even though we just said that the sukkah has a kedusha, one may take the tzchach off the sukkah on Chol Hamoed to put it on another sukkah. Let's say somebody has tzchach on his sukkah, and there's another sukkah that needs tzchach, and there's no tzchach available, he could transfer the tzchach from his sukkah to another sukkah. Ubeishamai, nami by Leila Hachi. Ask the Gemara, Beishamai also needs this pasuk to teach us that the sukkah should be kodesh l'shem. So how will he know that the sukkah has to be built l'shem sukkah? Answers the Gemara, Enachanami, correct. Beishamai needs this pasuk to tell us that the sukkah has the kedusha. El mai tamid Beishamai. So what is the source for Beishamai's ruling? Ksiv kroachrin. It is another pasuk. The pasuk says chaga sukkas tas l'choshivas yomim. Sukkah asui l'shem chag b'inan. We need a sukkah that's made expressly l'shem yontif. Beisel, according to Beisel, what will he do with that pasuk? Hahumi bailei lois of sukkah b'chol shemoyed. Beisel used that pasuk to teach us that one may erect a sukkah in chol moed. Ubeisham israeli, however, Beisham may hold like Rabbi Elazar, the Omar that holds ain ois in sukkah b'chol shemoyed. Ask the Gemara, or Beis Hillel less lud Rabbi Yehuda Merav. Does Beis Hillel not agree with Rabbi Yehuda Merav? Dama Rabbi Yehuda Merav, oisin tzitzis may be made menakoitzin, from thorn-like threads that are left over after the weaving process, umin hanimin, which are the embroidery threads, the edging of the embroidery that's left over, umin hagardin, or from fringes. In all these cases, if tzitzis were made, psula. Menasisin, but if somebody took balls of weaving thread and made them into sukkah, kshera, then that's kosher. Because when they were attached for the sake of the mitzvah. The fact that they weren't, that this wool wasn't expressly made for the sake of mitzvah, doesn't make a difference. Says Rabbi Yehuda, just for one moment to stop, to explain why are these items possible to be used to make tzitzis out of them. So there are a number of explanations in the Rishonim. Some Rishonim explain because they would not put on the tzitzis, the shei mitzvah tzitzis, and the tzitzis have to be put on the corner of the beged l'shei mitzvah tzitzis. The Balamor explains that the tzitzis has to be min konof. It has to be from the same material that the corner of the beged should be made, and you can't make corners of a garment out of these types of material. The Hagsogas Harivet explains it's a bizui mitzvah. These are the leftovers, and you don't use leftovers to make a mitzvah. Continues Rabbi Yehuda, Kamrita Kamei de Shmuel, when I said this halacha to Shmuel, Amel, he said, Af min asis nami psula, even tzitzis made from balls of thread are invalid, the be'inin tefil l'shma. Because we need that the tzitzis should be made, it should be spun l'shma. Ask the Gemara, Hochinami, so according to this, Neboi Sukkah si l'shma, the Sukkah should be made l'shma. And it says the Gemara, we can't ask a kasher from tzitzis to Sukkah. Shani Hasam, you can't, the Amakrop, the Pasuk regarding tzitzis tell us, Gedilim Tasloch, Loch l'shem Chayvach, they should be made expressly in order to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. Ask the Gemara, Hochinami, so by Sukkahs also the Pasuk says, Chag Sukkahs Tasloch, says the Gemara, and we should learn l'chol l'shem chayvach, so it should be a proof that the sukkah has to be made l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. Says the Gemara, ahumi boi le'lemutik zula. That pasuk that by chag sukkahs, we need that you're not allowed to use a sukkah, you're not allowed to build a sukkah out of stolen material. Ask the Gemara, so by tzitzis also, hosan nami boi le'lemutik zula. Why do I say that the point of the pasuk is to teach us that you're not allowed to make tzitzis out of stolen material? Answers the Gemara, hosan ksiv krachrina. V'asulahem mishulahem. In other words, there are two psukim by tzitzis. There's one pasuk of v'asulahem to teach us mishulahem that gzula is disqualified for making tzitzis, and there's another pasuk of gdilim tasaloch that the tzitzis have to be made l'shma. But by sukkah there's only one pasuk, and since there's only one pasuk, the pasuk is come to teach us that it's not a big zula, but according to Beis Hillel, we have no pasuk that teaches us that the sukkah has to be made l'shem mitzvah sukkah. The Mefarshim ask, why don't we say that the mitzvah assay of building a sukkah should be doicha the lois assay of gzela? And we should say, Eser Doicha Lois Assay, and therefore be allowed to sit in a sukkah, gezula also. Says the Chelkas Yoiv, that even if we apply the concept of Eser Doicha Lois Assay, we would never apply it to something gezula, something stolen. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not want us to be mekayim a mitzvah in something which is gezula, and therefore we don't apply the concept of Eser Doicha Lois Assay. And in fact, the Shem Shmuel al Pidrush says the same concept, because he says the sukkah is similar to the Beis HaMikdash, and just like in the Beis HaMikdash, certainly no item that was stolen was allowed to be used or donated for building the Beis HaMikdash or its kelim, so too in a sukkah we have to be very careful that no item that's stolen should be used in building the sukkah. However, as Taisfis, why do I need a pasuk to teach us that a sukkah gzula is possible? It should be disqualified because it's a mitzvah ba'aveira. So Taisfis says that this gemara is going according to the Manda Omer that holds that a mitzvah haba ba'aveira is not awesome. That's why we need a pasuk. However, there are many other answers given to this question. The Aruch Lener answers that the issue of mitzvah baba avera would only be relevant to the person who actually stole the sukkah, but somebody else who stole the material, but somebody else who would sit in that sukkah, for him it's not a mitzvah baba avera. For that, the Torah teaches us that even for that person who didn't steal, and for him it's not a mitzvah baba avera, he's not allowed to sit in a sukkah gzula. The Chasam Sofer explains that if somebody stole b'shoigig, it would not be considered a mitzvah baba avera. Yet the Gemara is teaching us because it's a sukkah gzula, you can't sit in such a sukkah. The Rabbanim Mepeshischa gives an answer that what would be the halacha if somebody stole from his father and then his father died, so the item that he built the sukkah is anyway now his because he inherited. So it's no longer a mitzvah haba ba'aveira because it's his item, but we still have the concern of a sukkah gezula. A similar teretz, the Fika Yam says that what would be the halacha if one person stole from another person, and then he bought, the person who stole, bought the items that he stole, that he built the sukkah with, he now goes and pays the person he stole from. So there's no longer an issue of mitzvah baba aveira, he paid for it. But since when the sukkah was made, it was a sukkah gzula, says the Fika Yam, that it's possible. Meches Chinuch explains that in the sukkah there are two issues. There's a mitzvah kiyumis, there's a chiyuv to eat in the sukkah, but that mitzvah only applies on the first night of sukkah. Then there's another din that one may not eat chutz l'sukkah. One is not allowed to eat outside of the sukkah, says the Meches Chinuch. For mitzvah kiyumis, that a person can't be mekayim a mitzvah that he's obligated to do with something that was brought through an aveira, that I taka don't need a pasuk. It's a mitzvah baba aveira. The chiddush of our gemara, explains the Meches Chinuch, is that there's a concept of mitzvah baba, that there's a concept of gzula even for the rest of yontif. Well, I'm not going to be mekayim a mitzvah. I'm just not allowed to eat chutz l'sukkah. Tells us the gemara even for that din, you're not allowed to eat in a sukkah gzula. Rabbi Yoshe Ben Salvechik explains the chiddushes because our gemara is perhaps going according to the Man Omar that holds karka in an exelis, that it's impossible to steal property, real estate, so it would not be a mitzvah bar ba'aveira because it's not really an effective gzela. But for hilchas sukkah, there's a special din that it's still considered a sukkah gzula. One more point as we've finished the sugya. The Magen Avraham says that although we learned in the previous year that a sukkah made by a non-Jew is kosher, it would still be necessary before Yontif to move some of the tzchach, just like we explained that the Yerushalmi said regarding a sukkah built by a Jew, that's an old sukkah. Even Beis Hillel agrees one shouldn't be mechadish dover. However, says the Chazon Ish, that this requirement is only if the guy built the sukkah before 30 days before sukkahs. However, if the guy built the sukkah within 30 days, then even though it's the guy that built it, it makes no difference. However, the Taz says that a non-Jew sukkah always requires chiddush, because even when he builds it within 30 days before sukkahs, it's not built l'shem chag, and according to the Yerushalmi, you should be mechadish something is it. The Binyan Shloima says that there's a concept of mitzvah boy yoseb b'meshluchai. A person should always try to be mekayim a mitzvah himself, and as we discussed, there may be a mitzvah of building a sukkah, and therefore he says that even somebody had a Jew build a sukkah on his behalf, and the Jew built it within 30 days of sukkahs, and he built it l'shem sukkah. Since we want to be mekayim mitzvah boy yoseb b'meshluchai, and we should try to make sure that the Jew moves some of the schach, and that will be considered that he participated in the building of the sukkah. Says the Mishnah, ha'oisa sukkasoi tachas ilon. If somebody builds a sukkah under a tree, kilu asa b'toy chabayis, it's the same as if he would have built it in the house. Sukkah gaba sukkah. If we have one sukkah built on top of another sukkah, halyoinik shera, the upper sukkah is kosher, v'tachtoin p'sula, but the lower sukkah is posel. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im ein de yurim be'alayna, if there are no tenants in the upper sukkah, then the halach is hatachtoinik shera, that the bottom sukkah is kosher. And the Gemara will explain this machlokes. The Gemara Mishnah will explain this machlokes between the Tanakhama and Yehuda. Amar Rava says Rava regarding the first rule the Mishnah taught us about a sukkah built under a tree. It's only regarding a tree that has more shade than sun. If we're going to have a tree that has more sun than shade, ksher. Ask the Gemara, how do you know to explain it, this rule this way? Explain it to the Gemara, midatani, the Mishnah said, so the question is, why does the Mishnah have to make this comparison? Listen, psula, as Rashi explains, the problem with a sukkah under a tree that's connected to the ground is the exact same concern as a sukkah that's in a house. So what's the point of mentioning this disqualification more than that disqualification? What's the Mishnah teaching us? The Ilan Dumya the Bayis. When is there disqualification if the sukkah is built under the tree? If that tree looks like a house has a roof, has a roof. Ma bayis, just like in a house, tzilsum ruba mechamsoi, there's more shade than sun. Af ilan, so to the tree, tzilsum ruba mechamsoi, only if the shade is more than the sun, that's when that tree can cause a disqualification. Ask the Gemara, v'chichamsum tzilsum ruba mehava, if the tree has less shade than sun, and we're saying it's kosher. How come it's tarav schach posel ba'ad schach kosher? On that spot, this is the way the Bach explains the Gemara. On that spot where there is tree over the schach of the sukkah, that spot is shielded from the sun, from the branch of the tree. So the schach over that area doesn't have any function. And therefore that area is possible. Now, we can explain, says the Bach, that even if that spot from which the branches over the sukkah will be disqualified, we may have enough room in the sukkah for the rest of the sukkah to be kosher. But says the Bach, since our Gemara is saying a very absolute din, if the tree on top of the schach has more shade, it's disqualified. If it doesn't, it's not. Well, how could the Gemara make such an absolute din? Rapapa answers, Rapapa, our Mishnah is talking pishachoftan, where he lowered the tree branches and intermingled them in between with the valid schach. Ask the Gemara, ibishachoftan, if it's discussing a situation where he lowered the tree branches into valid schach, so obviously my lememra, it becomes bottle. Ma'ad taima answers the Gemara, one might have thought nigzer, we should perhaps make a gzeira hecha de choftan, where he lowered down the branches and mingled them with the kosher schach, ata hecha de loy choftan, because of a case where he wouldn't do that. And the way Tosfos explains the Gemara, that even if the upper branches of the tree are chamsa meruba metzilsa, it's never kosher if those branches are over our schach. The only circumstance where it could be kosher if we have a tree over the schach is if the tree's branches are chamsa meruba metzilsa plus it's choftan that he lowered them and intermingled them with the schach. So I would think nigza hecha de chotan erta hecha de loy chavdan k'mashmon. That's what the Mishnah teaches us. To loy gazrin, we don't make such a gezeira. Says the Gemara, ha nami tanina. But this we also learned in Mishnah, because the Mishnah says hidla leha, if one lifted onto the sukkah as a gefin, a grapevine, the las is a cucumber, as a kisim is ivy, the sichach agabom, and then he covered them with valid schach psula. V'mahoy is sichach harimhem, but if the kosher schach exceeded these disqualified connected materials, and any item that's connected to the ground obviously is not kosher for schach, or she cut some, or once he detached them from the ground, then share the sukkah's kosher. Hechidami. So exactly what is the case that this Mishnah is referring to? If we're going to say that speaking about that he didn't put the grapevine into the valet schach, hakam estarv schach posel and schach kosher, he's going to have a combination of kosher schach and not kosher schach. And as we just explained, the only time the non-kosher schach can be not taken into consideration and not be concerned is if they're only intermingled with the kosher schach. Elalav kishachoftim, he intermingled them. V'shmamino, and yet this Mishnah is teaching us that such is a kosher sukkah. And why gazrinin? And there's no reason to make a decree. So again, we back to our question, why do our Mishnah have to teach it? Isn't that what we already learned in the other Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Mada Tema, perhaps I would say, Hani Mili B'diyavin, that is only said after the fact. If I have such a sukkah, it's a kosher sukkah. Abel Chathilalot, to rely on such a sukkah l'chatchila, perhaps we shouldn't say it. Kamash Blon, that's what the point of our Mishnah is, that even l'chatchila we can have such a sukkah. Ask the Mefarshim that based on all the halachas that we've learned regarding bittul, we have here a situation that should not be kosher l'chatchila. Number one, the halacha is that an item which is independently noticeable, we don't say bittul on. The non-kosher schach, albeit that it's less, albeit that it's chamsa meruba mitzilsoi, but it's distinguishable. Moreover, there's a halacha of ein mevatlin issa lechatchila. So how could we rely on such a sukkah lechatchila? So there are two answers that I saw. The michtam answers that since the sukkah is built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, and if it's built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, it's built l'shem mitzvah sukkah, not l'hanor, not for my own personal benefit. So the regular halachas of bittul don't apply. Another teretz that I saw in the Shor Mitzion b'halacha is that since we're dealing here with a situation that when the sukkah is being built, it's before yontif, so the sukkah, as we said earlier in the shir, doesn't really have a full-fledged din of a sukkah, because as we quoted the remark earlier, the sukkah only gets the din of being a sukkah when yonta begins. So since it's not sukkah, the dinim that this is kosher schach or not kosher schach doesn't apply. He compares it to chametz before Pesach, that there are many poskim that say that even though chametz on Pesach doesn't become bottle with a mashu of chametz, that's only on yontif. But before yontif, it becomes bottle. Why? Because it doesn't have the status of chametz. Here too, this doesn't have the status of posel schach before sukkahs, because there's no concept of schach before sukkahs begins. The Magen Avraham says that this halacha of chatfton, that if we apply the non-kosher schach and intermingle it with the kosher schach, the sukkah is a kosher schukka, says the Magen Avraham, that's only if there's enough kosher schach to be tzilsa meruba mechamtsoi on its own. But if the kosher schach is not tzilsa meruba mechamtsoi, even though we're dealing with a situation of chafton, the sukkah would be a posel sukkah. However, the Gra and many achronim disagree, and that's the way the Mishnah Berurah paskins, that if we're dealing with a situation of chafton, even if the kosher schach on its own is not tzilsa meruba mechamsa, we can rely on this non-kosher schach to supplement the kosher schach to make it be considered tzilsa meruba mechamsa and have a kosher sukkah.